From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. As host of his first G20 summit meeting, President Obama and members of his administration are laying out a broad agenda that includes reshaping the global economy and reforming financial regulation. The White House says regulatory overhaul will be a top priority. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, who is in Pittsburgh with the president, says officials expect to leave the two-day meeting with a firm schedule for implementing reforms.
We are not going to walk away from the greatest economic crisis since the Great Depression and leave unchanged and leave in place the tragic vulnerabilities that caused this crisis.
The summit is also expected to generate some kind of agreement on phasing out fossil fuel subsidies as part of an effort to combat global warming. G20 participants are attending a working dinner this evening. The House has overwhelmingly passed a bill that would block next year's scheduled premium increase for all Medicare patients. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
At issue is a quirk in the way Medicare interacts with Social Security. Next year, Medicare premiums are expected to rise about $7 a month, but Social Security benefits, for the first time in three decades, are expected to remain the same. About three-quarters of Medicare beneficiaries have their premiums automatically deducted from their Social Security checks, and they're already protected against the Medicare increase under existing law. But with Congress very sensitive to the feelings of seniors as it prepares to trim Medicare to pay for its health overhaul, it's moving quickly to block the Medicare premium increases for the remaining 11 million Medicare recipients. They're mostly new to the program, very wealthy or very poor. The change will cost an estimated $2.8 billion next year. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A coalition of human rights groups is asking Congress to continue work on a bill to limit the state secrets privilege. The Obama administration announced a new policy on when government lawyers can ask a judge to throw out a case based on state secrets. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
The Bush and Obama administrations have both been criticized for using the state secrets privilege too often to stop cases alleging torture and illegal domestic spying. Attorney General Eric Holder said the Obama administration's new policy will, quote, ensure the state secrets privilege is invoked only when necessary and in the narrowest way possible. ACLU attorney Ben Wisner was immediately cautious.
I hope this is not an effort on the part of the administration to take the wind out of the sails of legislative efforts to enact permanent reform of the state secrets privilege.
After all, said Wisner, even the best self-policing program will not apply to future administrations. Now the ACLU and other groups have asked Congress not to give up work on a state secrets bill. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 41 points. This is NPR News. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will remain hospitalized in Washington overnight as a precaution. A statement from the court says Ginsburg became ill after being treated Thursday for an iron deficiency. The U.N. Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution calling for an end to the spread of nuclear weapons. Among its long list of proposals, the 2,300-word resolution urges the U.S. and other nuclear states to ratify a 1996 agreement to ban all nuclear bomb testing. It also calls on governments to do more to detect and prevent trafficking of materials that can be used to make weapons. President Obama chaired the special meeting as the U.S. holds the rotating council presidency this month. Wayne Gretzky, hockey's all-time leading scorer and most recognizable name, has stepped down as coach of the Phoenix Coyotes. NPR's Mike Pesca has more.
The great one was great at every aspect of hockey except running a hockey team. During the 4 years that Gretzky coached the Coyotes, the team had the third worst winning percentage in the sport. Gretzky's tenure was also marred by a betting scandal in which his assistant coach Rick Tocchet and his wife Janet Jones were caught up in a gambling investigation. Tocchet later pled guilty. Gretzky himself was never directly implicated. But the Coyotes' troubles go way beyond the head coach. The owner has put his team in bankruptcy and has been trying to get league and city approval to sell the Coyotes to a Canadian businessman who is the CEO of the company that makes the BlackBerry. This has been mired in court for months as the NHL tries to block a possible move out of the desert and into southern Ontario. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Again in stocks, the Dow is down 41 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.